Fermentation specialist stopped in Homer this week. He's making his way up Alaska, teaching about the crossover among food preservation, microbiology, and community. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver stopped by his workshop on a local farm and has more.
It's a sunny day over the Caribou Hills. A group of more than 50 people are milling around a large green farm, lunch plates piled high with pungent food that saturates the summer breeze. Sandor Katz is sitting on a log near some chickens, wearing a white shirt with a pattern of bright red radishes. He's the king of fermentation.
I ended up being given the nickname Sandor Kraut because I was always showing up with sauerkraut and, evangelizing about the healing powers of sauerkraut.
Yes, sauerkraut.
You can make it in dazzlingly bright colors or contrasting colors or, different sizes and shapes.
Despite the teasing for always being that guy, the one who brings fermented food to a dinner party, he truly has a deep passion for this process. Through his eyes, the complex world of microorganisms and bacteria at work take on new and beautiful life.
Before I see anything, like I smell this delicious sourness, I taste this sourness that speaks to me in a very deep way. What I see is, last season's garden that's still feeding us and nourishing us. And it's actually never occurred to me that sauerkraut would be ugly.
And his art is gaining popularity. In the pushback against processed and packaged foods, do-it-yourself preservation methods are picking up steam.
After a couple of generations of, being thrilled to outsource that and enjoy the convenience of one-stop shopping, a lot of people are waking up to the fact that, a lot has been lost.
The older traditions kind of stick around more and are more appreciated by people in those areas.
Charles Meredith, who goes by Chaz, is an active part of the local farmers market, an independent growing community. He says he's seen a resurgence of traditional food ways like canning, pickling, dehydrating, and now fermenting.
So I think it's partially, holding on to the past where you can obviously see it slipping away. And also fermentation and things like that are more practical, like you were saying, using it as a means of preservation. In a place where you can only grow vegetables for, a third of the year, it's nice to have a way to have him stick around.
Like many other people here, he's comfortable with lots of types of food preparation and, of course, has tasted pickles and sauerkraut. But still, there's something strangely unfamiliar about fermentation.
I like sort of the mystery of it.
That's Mary Lou Kelsey, whose lunch plate of sauerkraut and kimchi and seaweed is slowly blending together.
I was somebody who asked him, how do you know what organisms are in there? And if you were really worried about trying to identify all the organisms, then it would be difficult because he describes it as a community of organisms. And so you kind of have to go on the fact that tastes good and that it's a great mystery.
When we're thinking about fermentation in a practical way, we're thinking about communities because that's how the microorganisms exist. It's not singularly, but in communities.
And that's kind of like the people who are once again taking an interest in these complex processes.
If you think of like the baker and the cheese maker and the sauerkraut maker as some, archetypal fermenters, and we can't forget the beer makers, then these are all, sort of products that give rise to exchange and informal barter and the sort of like economies of communities. So, I think the revival of local food systems, is all about, building and strengthening community ties.
It can be seen in his own work. He brings people with common interests together, eating communal meals, trading containers of their homemade concoctions, all through his teaching of the art of fermentation. One jar of sauerkraut at a time. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.